It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Cannabis Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Shue.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Pizza Ranch. It's Tiger Talk, and tonight we're going to talk with the head basketball coach for Mobridge Pollock Boys, Coach Knutson, and a little bit later on, we're going to talk to the vocal instructor at Mobridge Pollock High School, and Mrs. Zahn. So, Coach, we're going to start with you tonight. You open your season against Sisseton this Saturday. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Sisseton from the past.
Well, from the past, we have always played them close games that came down to the end. There hasn't been too many matchups where it's a complete blowout, so we're expecting a good game. We had the two overtime victories recently. Last year, we did get the two wins over there, which AV and Varsity, and we will see them play tomorrow night.
And it's one of those things where they match up with you guys. I mean, as far as athleticism and the style of offense that they run, they like to get up and down the floor too.
Yep, they like to play fast. They have good shooters, good athletes, like you said, and we will look to take care of the ball as much as we can since it's the first game of the year. Try to reduce the turnovers and play up-tempo style of basketball.
You guys are, and I don't want to say rebuilding because you've got a lot of experience, but you're young this year, aren't you?
Yeah, fairly young. We do have lots of experience across the board. We have seven players for this game that'll consist of the rotation right now, and they are Holden Eisman. Turner Fitzer is out right now with a broken hand from football season, but we look to get him back in the next few games. Coy Hintz, Kobe Goodshield, Simon Freed, Michael Wald, and Shane Henderson, and also Jackson Eisman look to give us major minutes Saturday afternoon.
Jackson started last year as a freshman, and you could see the growth in his season from the beginning of the season to the end, where he really matured and acted not like a freshman athlete. He actually played like he's been playing varsity for 5 years.
Yeah, he has an ability to see the floor while he's moving at a fast pace. And, you know, his basketball IQ from playing through the years is still going up and up and up, and we see that at practice daily. He gets to the rim, he can finish quick, you know, he can shoot the three, and obviously his passing skills are right up there with the best.
And Holden's one of those kids that you'd love to have on the floor for his leadership ability. I think everybody on the team respects him and really wants to perform for him, you know, as a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. The leadership qualities, we actually have texts coming in right now. The boys are voting for captains today, so get the votes put in for who got captains tomorrow, and the kids really do look up to many seniors, but also some other players as well on our team. And Holden has really had a good couple practices lately, so we're excited for that.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. There's just the athleticism of the Eisman family, and then we talk about Shane Henderson. He's got the size, and one of the things that I really liked about Shane last year is he's got great hands on the post, so the ball comes into him, he handles it pretty well.
Yep, and he's catching it up high, and he's finishing quick. He's playing unselfish at practice, yet at times putting his shoulder down and finishing.
You know, and that's one of the things that maybe was a knock. I don't want to say there was anything wrong with his game, but maybe a knock was that he was a little timid. And so the aggressiveness has to come for you this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's made huge strides. I watched him play quite a bit this summer down in Sioux Falls. He had games where he battled bigger and stronger guys, yet he played tougher than them. So that was an awesome thing to witness on a big floor like the Pentagon. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you guys start out with Sisseton, which I've already said is going to be a tough matchup, and then turn around right away and you go to that rival in Roncalli. Now, weather permitting, I guess we should say, there's the forecast isn't real favorable for next week, but Roncalli's always an opponent that brings out the fight in both squads, I think.
Yeah, at times we play well against Roncalli because we know it's a big game And that was a major message today in our meeting about, you know, consistently rising to every opponent throughout the season, because everybody can beat you.
Yeah. You know, and one of the exciting things this year is you guys are going to head over to Aberdeen and play a presentation and play a game against an opponent you probably don't see a lot. You know, it's going to be tough to scout. So it's going to be a good measuring tool, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about that later this month. And we, like you said, we'll see who we get to play.
Yeah, it's always one of those things that around the holiday season, you get these holiday tournaments or these classics, and one of the classics coming up for Mobridge Pollock is going to be the Rotary, and it's a little rivalry, a Camwall rivalry is what I call it. You got Mobridge Pollock taking on Harriet Selby area, and no matter the records, no matter the teams, that always brings out a really good, close, contentious game.
Yeah, we'll be looking to get the win we lost last year. And, you know, the kids won't forget that. They'll have that on their mind as soon as we get done with the Roncalli game.
You know, and you start the season off, but it's not really a start to a season, because the off season is where you really do your conditioning. You really do your polishing on your shot and so on and so forth. How was the off season? How was your summer?
I think it was good. We had a summer where we joined a summer league down in Pierre, and then we got to play against some good competition in Pierre. They have a high quality senior class right now, and we had our hands full with their A team. Played them probably three times. We played White River three times and Lower Brule three times, and that speed of the game and the defensive battle between both of us was evident from the score. You know, we at times got down by a few, you know, 10 double digits, 10 points to some of those teams. But, you know, we never folded, and the kids learned a lot but from going to Pierre. Then we always go to the Mitchell Corn Belt down in Mitchell, and that's a two-day event. And we got to see Hamlin. We played against Hamlin. They're one of the better Class A teams in South Dakota right now. And then a bunch of other variety of Class B and Class A towns down in Mitchell. Then we also went to Northern State for 2 days, and, you know, that was probably the funnest one, just because it was at the end of the summer and kids were really gelling. You know, they passing the ball quickly, and I think we had six guys the second day, and we were playing a team from North Dakota, and we just battled. We got some things going, and the kids got excited, and, you know, those connections in the off season can get you wins in the regular season.
Right. Yep. And then you talk about the end of the summer and you start football, and you've already mentioned one injury with the hand to Turner Fitzer. Anybody else banged up and coming into the start of the season a little injured?
No, not right now. You know, Simon Freed is looking very fast. You know, we got to see that on the football field this fall, and I think he can get around anybody. He's got a good first step. He's making shots. Michael Wald is making a lot of shots in practice, shooting with confidence, passing the ball with, you know, precision. He's hitting guys in numbers on the move, so that's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Michael Wald, because it seemed like last year, the last couple of games, he really came out and performed well. I gave him player of the game the last two games of the season. It seems like he's got a real passion for the game, and he's always trying to improve every day.
Yes, he is on his way to improvement every day. That's a good way to say it. And he has teammates that are right there. They're high-fiving when he's making shots. And really, his biggest improvement this summer was his defensive intensity. He's going to be able to really lock some people down for us this year.
And it's going to be, you know, you talk about a high-speed offense like you guys run. You like to get up and down the floor. But defensively, it's going to be a major key for you this year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's going to be times where we have maybe a smaller lineup out there where we're going to try to trap and play fast with different zones and man-to-man, different schematic things that the kids are excited about, because that's teamwork.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to get an early start to the season. Again, Siston is this Saturday, and you guys are going to play both JV games at 1 o'clock and then start the girls' varsity, and then the boys' varsity will follow. I imagine – getting revved up during the girls' varsity game is going to be a help for you guys.
Yep, and I really do have some players that are playing really well on the floor, but you know, a player like Kobe Goodshield, his intensity in practice, and he's going to be ready for that game, and he does the things like you said, getting the kids ready in the locker room. Look forward to his leadership, and he's back cutting extremely well right now in practice, getting a lot of layups that we're going to need to get a 10-point lead on people.
Have you changed anything from year to year? Two or three years ago, you guys had probably the most athletic bunch and fastest bunch of kids that I've seen on a basketball floor, but there wasn't a lot of size. So now that you've inherited a little size with Kobe and Turner and Shane, have you changed anything offensively?
You know, we always change a little bit every year. There's things that I add or take away according to what kind of athletes and players. But for the most part, it comes down to making shots and taking high percentage shots and having good passes so you can make those shots. Because, you know, like all offenses, it doesn't matter what you run, it's how you do it.
Right.
And the kids really buy into that. They buy into the fact that if they set good screens, in no matter the play, somebody will be open.
Right, right. Yep. And like you said, you've got a couple of guys that can really drive to the basket in a hurry, and there's always going to be somebody underneath that's open, and that's going to be a big thing for you is to be able to dish. And, you know, you talk about Michael Wald, you talk about the Freed kid, you talk about Jackson Eisman. You've got three excellent guards right there that are going to be unselfish players.
Yeah, there's four or five that, you know, some of our bigger guys are going to be classified as guards because they'll be out. You know, Coy Hintz has been doing a nice job in being able to play inside and outside, and he has an ability to make extremely good passes that people aren't expecting, and he can finish right and left-handed, and he's going to probably be one of our defenders that we put on the other team's big guy.
You know, and the nice thing about Coy, what I saw from him last year is he's got an instinct to the rim when it comes to rebounding. He's a machine out there when it comes to rebounding.
Yeah, his long arms, and he gets after it. He starts pushing people, and they'll get out of his way.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting season. I know that for a fact. Looking down the road, I know I always ask this, and you tell me the standard answer, which is we take it one game at a time. But yeah. Looking down the road, strength of schedule this year for you guys, it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Exactly. It looks perfect. You know, we're not going to probably try to make any changes for the schedule next year. We'll keep it generally the same, I think, and see what's out there for classics next year. So.
Is there any key games that you're more excited about than others? I know going to Old Agency is one of those games where you really want to get hyped up for.
Absolutely. There's certain gyms and certain matchups that, you know, Winner's a big one. We haven't beat them recently. Groton's another big game for us. And then obviously our local rivalries are always fun and interesting just because it's the gyms are packed.
Right.
It's going to be an exciting year.
And that's the key is to get out and be in the crowd and do the cheering because the kids hear it, don't they?
Absolutely. And there's been a big push statewide for fans to cheer for their team and, you know, not be hard on the refs and not be saying things that are inappropriate at a sporting event.
Right.
And so anyone listening, I hope you would help with pushing that on the sidelines or in the stands as well and telling people to knock it off if people are getting unruly. So.
Well, when you think of the Activities Association in South Dakota, that's their motto is sportsmanship, sportsmanship, sportsmanship. Yep. And I like that. You know, it's not all about athleticism. It's not all about, you know, remarkable players. It's about sportsmanship. And you build character that you take with you for the rest of your life if you are a good sport.
Absolutely. And that's a huge thing teaching high school athletes is the sportsmanship. But we need adults acting better, especially towards referees.
Yeah, you bet. All right. I want to get back to it again. Saturday, 1 o'clock. Mobridge Pollock High School, the Sisseton Redmen will be in. It's a doubleheader. So the boys' JV will be playing in the high school gym. The girls, I imagine, will be in the junior high gym. And then at right around 2, 2:30, the girls' varsity will start and you guys will follow.
Yes, I think that's the game plan.
All right, let's pack that gym, get everybody up there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it, and we look forward to a great season.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to take a two-minute break, and Mrs. Zahn's going to join us here on Tiger Talk. For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also. With skill and imagination, there's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mulbridge.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands On Health, a supporter of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers, and our certified therapists are here to help you stay in the game. If an injury does knock you out, you can count on our therapists to use the latest research and hands-on treatment to help you recover and get back to the sport that you love. Stay updated on our Hands On Health Facebook page. From our team at Hands On Health to yours, best of luck in your upcoming game.
Let's go, Tigers!
Welcome back to Tiger Talk. This is an interview I've been wanting to get for a very long time. One of my favorite people in the entire world, Mrs. Zahn, and you are the vocal instructor at Mobridge Pollock High School. I've made the comment since I transitioned from KMLO to Star 99 that it's always a pleasure to come to Mobridge Pollock and listen to the national anthems. The vocals are always on top. And you've actually had kids go to state events and do the national anthem. It's amazing. And I am not a singer, but I think you could probably teach me how to sing.
I think I could.
Oh, man. Poor woman.
I tell people that all the time that say I can't sing. I'll say you need to find the right teacher.
Exactly right. And you are the right teacher. Well, one of the things that's exciting every school year is All-State Choir. And I was, you know, I talked to the band instructor, and he told me the process of making All-State Band. Can you kind of explain the process of making All-State Choir?
Definitely. All-State Choir is a lot different. It's more what you would consider a festival than an honor choir, because it's a quota system. So every school who is a member of the South Dakota High School Activities Association can bring quartets based on their enrollment. So with Mobridge Pollock's enrollment, we are able to bring two quartets. So that would be a soprano, alto, tenor, bass in two groups. And there are schools, the AA schools can bring up to, I think, five quartets.
Wow.
So we do local auditions, and we have a lot of kids that audition. And I feel bad every year. I tell them, just because you didn't make it doesn't mean you're a good singer, because we can only take so many. If I could take all of you, I would.
Yeah.
So it is really nice to see that they care about it. They know it's a lot of hard work, because we practice at lunch 5 days a week for 6 weeks, and it's a lot of music to learn, a lot of foreign languages, but they do really enjoy it. And I'm just proud of them every year. So,
yeah, you know, the really cool thing is the other night we were flipping through channels, and they had a rerun of a public broadcasting of the All-State Choir and the whole choir standing there. And it was beautiful. And it's you don't understand, unless you're a music lover, how talented these kids really are.
They are. And I admire directors who say yes to that directing gig, because I cannot imagine standing in front of 950 teenagers for a day and a half and getting them to produce the sound that they do. And we do a lot of prep work ahead of time, but those directors really fine tune things in a day and a half. So it's an amazing experience. And I've had some kids that they had seen videos of it, had no idea what it was until they got there. And I actually, a couple of years ago, had a young man, hadn't really probably been out of Mobridge, let alone to Sioux Falls. He came out after the concert, just tears streaming down his face, because it's just such an amazing event to be a part of.
Yeah. And what we need to, I know this is usually a coach's show, but what we need to equalize this to is All-State Choir is like making an All-State football game team or an All-State basketball team or track or whatever. This is the best of the best.
It is. It's the best of every school represented in the state. So it's pretty amazing. Yes, it's great to be a part of for the kids.
And another thing that you do is small group choir competitions at the school. I know they shut the school down for a day. I've always wanted to ask the question, is the public invited to come and watch those performances?
Yes, absolutely. We usually publish the list of the Mobridge Pollock students and their performance times in the paper. You're welcome to come up. They are in classrooms, so some of those rooms get pretty jam-packed. In fact, it's really nice to see when my groups go in to perform, everybody piles in. And it's really tight in there, but boy, they sure bring their A game, to quote a coach's term. But the kids love it. And yes, it's absolutely open to the public. Come on up and take a listen. And you'll hear tons of kids from all over the region. So
yeah, you know, and I lied to you. In high school, I did sing in the jazz choir.
Wow, well, then you must be pretty good.
No, it was second team. I was on the bench most of the time and lip syncing. But is that still a thing? Is there still a thing as jazz choir?
There's still people do jazz choir music, and they do have them in the bigger schools. Show choirs. The state now has a state show choir competition.
Oh, nice.
That's the, you know, Mitchell High School, for example. They're really big into show choir, things like that. We don't have that here. It's tough to do some things like that because our kids are spread so thin with so many activities, and there's only so much time during the day. So we pack in as much as we can during the day. You know, I have my girls ensemble that performs the national anthem. This year, the chorus boys perform the national anthem.
They're
going to do it again. Yep. And in fact, I'm going to send recordings of both those groups to sing at state events again, as well as I have some solos and duets that want to audition to sing at state.
So, that is so cool.
Pretty exciting.
One of your former students I follow on YouTube, and Calico Ducheneau. And man, I tell you what, she belongs on a recording label right now. She is so talented.
Yep, she definitely is. We've had quite a few kids come out of the school, and you know, the nice thing is they graduate and they come back a few years later, or send you an email and say, "Man, I miss choir so much. Yeah. I wish I was able to stick with it." So that's good that they had a great experience and they remember that down the road.
Well, and when I first moved here, I wasn't used to the smaller schools. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I heard, and I repeat all the time, is if you don't participate, there might not be a team. So if you're not in the choir, there might not be a choir. If you're not in the band, there might not be a band. Same with basketball, football. And so you're right. These kids have, and most of these kids have outside chores on top of schoolwork, and then they do the extracurricular stuff. So you got to admire their management skills, their desire to be there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the sad thing is now in South Dakota, music programs are dying everywhere. We have schools in our region that went without certified, highly qualified music teachers. And sometimes it's somebody who's not even qualified to be a teacher, and they bring them in to cover the position, which is very sad. It's sad for the kids. The kids are the ones that miss out, because music is a skill that you can enjoy till the day you die.
And
not just listening to it, but performing it.
Right. You know, and one of the things that I wish more people would consider is to write the governor's office and write the Board of Education and say, look, we need to change this, because you're right. The arts, if it wasn't for dramatic arts and speech and debate, I wouldn't be doing the job I'm doing. And And I always tell the kids before, and your daughter was one of them. I told her before, I said, you're going to interview for the rest of your life. This is easy. We're talking basketball. Wait till you have to stand in front of a board of directors and present something. That's when it gets tough. So this is good practice, but you're right. You know, the arts programs are taking a real hit right now. And I think it's just a travesty.
Yes. In fact, that's why I'm here in Mobridge. Actually, my husband and I was band director in Gettysburg for 7 years, and then I switched to vocal, and we ended up coming up here because the music program had been cut, and then they brought in a couple of new teachers to lighten the load of the people that were on staff. So we're very blessed to have built the program that we have, and I have two fantastic colleagues in Jenna Wolliver and Alfie Gonzalez. We're a well-oiled machine. We work so well together, and it's all for the kids. We do whatever we can to get the kids involved. The comment you made about interviews. Several years ago, I was president of South Dakota Music Education Association, and I had to write an article for the Musician magazine, and I took a survey of my high school choir at the time, asking them, you know, what are some skills that you get from chorus that you apply to other areas of your life? And it was eye-opening. I got comments about just working at their job, getting up in front of their class, giving a speech, learning how to deal with customers at their job, mm-hmm. learning how to work with people maybe you're not best friends with, but you still have to get things done. So I participation in the arts is just absolutely necessary, and every kid should be a part of it.
I agree wholeheartedly. One of the things I wanted to talk about is weather permitting, you guys are going to take your choir out and do some Christmas caroling, and you've got a batch of cookies that you're going to bring along too.
Absolutely. So we started a fundraiser last year called Carols and Cookies. And it turns out it's way more important than just being a fundraiser. The kids got just as much out of it as the people who got the cookies. So we have on our school website, if you go to Mobridge Pollock School website and then menu and the fine arts page, you're going to find the sign up link. If you'd like to go onto that website and purchase a plate of cookies delivered by Mobridge Pollock High School students singing Christmas carols, we're going to do that Monday night from 6:30 to 8 p.m. around town in city limits. There's a map on there. You can choose which zone of town you're going to pick your recipient from, so we can kind of, last year we learned the hard way, driving all over town.
Yeah.
But it's a really great way to just donate some money to the music department, but even more importantly, bring a little Christmas cheer. Just maybe some people in town who can't get out, they're homebound, elderly, your neighbor. Last year we had people answer the door and they were in tears. I have high school senior boys that came back and said, oh my gosh, they cried when we sang. Yeah, that's what you do for them when you show up. The priest from the Catholic Church commented again this fall at a football game. He remembered my kids coming to sing. So if anybody would like to support that, go to our school website, to the fine arts page, and you can sign up to purchase a plate of cookies. We'll deliver them Monday if the weather's permitting. Yeah. If you can put in a good order, that would be great. If you
I will
wait
try.
Till Tuesday.
Yeah.
And again, the money goes towards things that, you know, things outside of the budget at school. If I want to take a group of kids to Northern to watch a musical or things like that, tickets and any other little thing that we don't put in for our budget. So it's a great way to support the music program and let the kids give something back to the community.
Yeah, and you take those kids to Northern into a musical and you end up with a Taylor Brecky who went through Northern and was in all the musicals.
We had a group of kids there that night when she sang the lead role in Mary Poppins. Yes. Coming off of, she had just lost her voice, she had been sick. For a freshman, it was flawless. She didn't miss a note or a word all night. It was so great to be able to show kids, hey, you could do this too.
Right. And that's the talent of the music program at Mobridge Pollock High School. I've been trying to chase you down for a couple of months now, and I know how busy you are. I am so appreciative of everything that you do there. We had a program at the middle school theater, and if it wasn't for you, I don't know if we could have pulled that off, because not only do you know everything about the music department, but you run that theater as as well as anybody I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you know what? You learn the hard way sometimes.
Yeah.
I was mentored by Brian Helm for many years when comes to where does this cord go? Well, is it going in? Or are you trying to get sound out? And it was just, it started from scratch and it was a lot of trial and error.
Well, I was so impressed with that. And next time I go to the theater, I know who's been running the sound.
That's right. Hey, do you have a minute?
Yes.
Can I go through the rest of the events
sure,
for the rest of the
you
year?
Bet.
Okay. So tomorrow night in the theater at 7 o'clock, we have our middle school concert. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. Monday the 12th is the Carols and Cookies. By the way, if you're going to order Carols and Cookies, we need that by noon on Monday. And if you could possibly get everything in by Sunday night so I can kind of coordinate. Then Tuesday, December 13th, my middle schoolers are going to go sing for the residents at Prairie Sunset Village.
Nice.
Thursday, December 15th in the high school gym at 7 o'clock is the kindergarten first, second grade concert. Next Friday, one of the favorite things of my kids all year long, the high school chorus is going to the Capitol to sing for Christmas at the Capitol. We will be performing from noon to 1 o'clock, and then we've been invited to Avera St. Mary's Hospital after that, so we'll be giving another 15-minute concert there. That's next Friday. Capitol is gorgeous this time of year with the trees, so if anybody's going to be in the area, please come in and say hi and listen to a couple of songs. That's the choir, solos, and ensembles. Monday, December 19th, my little guys, my Tiger Music, I think I have 52 of them, they're going to sing at their holiday family night. And then Wednesday, December 21st, the high school chorus is going to travel to Selby and entertain the residents of the Walworth County Care Center.
Nice.
And then it's Christmas break.
You know, and that's the wonderful part about choir. When you go to these residence halls or you go to the schools or you go to the Capitol, the appreciation just goes through the ceiling. And especially this time of the year when
Absolutely.
We're all feeling, you know, the Christmas spirit. So,
yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Annie. Thanks for dinner. Thanks for inviting me out.
You bet. And I tell you what, we're going to be back next Wednesday right here at the Pizza Ranch. And until then, thanks to Mary Schreier back at the studio. I'm Andy Shue. Good night.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Shue next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands-On Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.